与提摩太凯勒交锋 Engaging with Keller 书评第四讲，我们来到第六篇的文章。 Dr. Schweitzer also wrote the next essay on theistic evolution. 施泽博士这本书两位编者之一，也写了下一篇文章，是论到神导进化论的。文章的题目是 Not quite theistic evolution. Does Tim Keller bridge the gap betweenCreation and evolution. 不完全是神导进化论，提摩太凯勒是否在创造和进化之间做了一条的桥梁呢？ The title is drawn from an answer that Dr. Keller gave in an interview. 文章的题目取自凯勒博士有一次接受访问的时候所做的答复， where he was asked if his views were theistic evolution. 他被访问者问他的观点是不是神导进化论，神导进化论就是上帝指导进化的过程。 He replied, not quite. 他的回答是不完全是。 One of the major obstacles to faith that Keller identifies is the conflict between the doctrine of creation and the theory of evolution.凯勒指出对信仰对信基督一个重要的拦阻，就是创造论和进化论之间的冲突。 Keller suggests that there is a via media. 凯勒提议有一个中间的路线， wherein we can affirm both the reality of evolution and also the biblical teaching of God's creation. 这条路呢就让我们一方面肯定进化论的事实或者个现实 reality 它的实在，同时也肯定圣经对上帝创造的教训。 But what sort of evolution does Keller think is consistent with Christian faith? 但是与基督教信仰所符合的是怎么样的一种的进化论呢？根据凯勒的思想，是怎么样的一个进化论是与基督教的信仰一致的呢？ An evolution that produced Adam? 是不是一种产生亚当这个人的进化过程呢？ Or does he mean an evolution that has nothing to do with Adam? 还是说一种与亚当完全没有关系那种的进化呢？ Dr. Schweitzer does not share Dr. Keller's belief that a via media must be found. Schweitzer 博士不同意凯勒博士，因为凯勒博士认为呢，必须要找到一条中间的路的。Schweitzer 博士说 There is no particular reason why the conflict of Christianity with evolutionary science is a problem demanding a solution. 没有什么特别的理由，为什么基督教与进化论科学之间的冲突是要求我们找到一个答案的，一个解决的方案的。 Any more than the conflict of Christianity with Islam就等于基督教与伊斯兰教 an ideology which much like evolutionary theory was conceived in self-conscious rejection of Christianity. 因为伊斯兰教和进化论的理论都是同样的，都是一些的意识形态，是有自我意识的拒绝基督教这种的情况之下构想出来的。 In his writings and interviews on the subject of evolution,在凯勒博士接受关于进化论的访问和他的著作里呢， Dr. Keller explains that belief in some type of evolution can be consistent with Christianity. 凯勒博士解释，在某一个程度上相信某一种的进化与基督教是一致的。 Dr. Schweitzer explains that this leaves Dr. Keller with two options. 施泽博士解释这个就留两条路给凯勒博士可以走。 Evolution that includes the origin of Adam, 第一就是一种包含了亚当的起源的进化， or evolution that excludes Adam, 或者第二是排除亚当的没有亚当的进化。 There are problems with both options, 两条路都有问题的。 If Adam is the result of evolution, 假如亚当是进化的结果, then damage is done to the biblical understanding of Adam and all the doctrines that go with it. 那么我们就破坏了圣经对亚当的理解和与亚当有关所有的教义。所以此博士说, the culpability of the human race, 人类的罪责,犯罪要负责, the justice of God, 上帝的公义, the basis of redemption, 救赎的根据, the identity of Christ, 基督的身份, and the gospel itself, 还有福音本身, are all predicated upon a first man, Adam, 都是建立在有一个第一个人类亚当这个前提之上, who was the biological and spiritual father of every human being. 亚当是全人类每一个人的啊血统方面的祖先，也是属灵方面的始祖。Without this biblical Adam, we do not have a biblical Christianity. 我们若没有一个符合圣经的亚当，我们就没有一个符合圣经的基督教的。Dr. Schweitzer notes,that some theistic evolutionists attempt to reconcile an evolutionary origin of Adam with special creation. Schweitzer 博士注意到有某一些的神导进化论者呢，他尝试要调和两件事，就是亚当是从进化论那边起源的，另外就是上帝特别的创造，想要调和这两件事。Schweitzer 说However, belief in the so-called literal Adam, a single human being from whom we all descended, does not necessarily preclude believing that this literal Adam had some form of subhuman ancestor. This would seem to be what the language in Keller's white paper is designed to allow for, the idea that evolution was involved in a generation of Adam. 可是呢，字义上像是一个亚当就是一个人我们都是他的后裔呢并不是自动的排除相信这个字义上的亚当有一个比人类更低的一个的祖先的。这个好像是凯勒的白皮书里面所容许的的一个的解释。至少他的白皮书里面的用词好像的用意是要容许这种的的亚当 For the idea that evolution was involved in a generation of man 概念就是在亚当的出生牵涉到进化的 This approach raises as many questions as it answers though 但是这个进入呢提出同样这么多这么复杂的问题的Given that Dr. Keller has indicated that he does not share approach to literal Adam, Schweitzer 说，既然凯勒博士已经指出他不接受一个字义上的亚当这种的解释的进入 ,Dr. Schweitzer considers the second option. Schweitzer 博士就考虑另外第二条路咯。Schweitzer 说 ,perhaps he is only talking about evolution somehow being used in various other aspects of creation. 可能凯勒只不过是在讨论到上帝怎么样用进化论在其他的创造的层面上 but having no role in God's immediate creation of Adam. 但是上帝直接创造亚当呢就没有牵涉到进化的。This seems closer to Keller's personal position.这个好像比较靠近凯勒个人的立场 which he distinguishes from theistic evolution 他把他的立场与神导进化论要区别的 as a bit more intervention more God in there 他说他立场是比较多一点的介入那里有多一点的上帝 Would this option be an acceptable solution to the problem of reconciling evolutionary science with Christianity?这条路这个选择是否能够被接受去解决调和进化论科学与基督教这个难题呢 Dr. Schweitzer doesn't seem to think so. Dr. Schweitzer doesn't think so. Schweitzer 博士认为不可能的。Schweitzer 说, an account that included evolution at some places but left out this capstone of the project. 假如有一种的进化论在某些的过程中有进化，但是在那个整个的工程的高峰亚当的创造是没有进化的话呢 would seem to do very little to help Christians live in intellectual peace with the secular elite. 这个并不让基督徒能够很平安的与世俗的精英知识分子共存。Who regard the evolution of mankind from animals as an inviolable dogma. 因为世俗的精英知识分子认为呢人类从动物进化出来呢是一个不可以干犯的一个的教义一条教条来的。Dr. Schweitzer concludes. Schweitzer 博士做出这个结论。Not every obstacle to faith is a false dichotomy waiting to be bridged. 对信仰的每一个拦阻不是每一个都是一个表面上的矛盾需要去解决的。Some problems are quite real. 有些问题是真的问题 and admit of no legitimate resolution. 没有合理合法的解决的方法的。The intellectual conflict over the origins of life on earth is a prime example. 生命的来源这方面的理性上的冲突就是一个最好的例子。第七篇文章。第七篇文章 The Final Essay Looking for Communion in All the Wrong Places Tim Keller and the Presbyterian Ecclesiology 在所有错误的地方去找圣徒的相通提摩太凯勒和长老会的教会论 was written by Dr. D.G. Hart 只有 Hart 博士写的 Adjunct Professor of Church History at Westminster Seminary, California Hart 博士是加州威敏斯特神学院的客座教会历史教授 Dr. Hart considers whether Keller's work, especially through his church planting network, is consistent with a Presbyterian ecclesiology. Hart 博士考虑凯勒博士的事工特别是他的开拓教会的网络是否符合一种长老会的教会论。Hart 说Tim Keller is the most famous Presbyterian pastor in the United States today. 提摩太·凯勒是在今天美国最出名的长老会牧师。But whether he identifies his ministry self-consciously with Presbyterianism is another question. 但是至于他是否把他的事工自我意识的与长老会的制度认同呢又是另外一个问题。Dr. Hart explains. Hart 博士解释。Keller's twin commitments to word and deed, 凯勒双重委身于口传和身传 and to urban ministry, 还有对城市宣教的委身呢 have led him into cooperative projects with non-Presbyterians, 就导致他与一些非长老宗人士进行合作的项目 a further indication of the degree to which his Presbyterianism defines his ministry. 这个更加的指出究竟在什么程度上他的长老会的身份呢是为了施工做出定义的。One of the examples of Dr. Keller's work with non-Presbyterians is his Redeemer City-to-City Church Planting Network. 凯勒博士与非长老宗人士的合作一个例子就是他那个救赎主城市到城市的开拓教会的网络。Hart 说 Redeemer City to City is a church planting network that started with RPC's initial efforts to plant churches throughout the New York metropolitan area. 救赎主城市到城市是一个开拓教会的网络是由救赎主长老会起初要在大纽约大都会开拓不同的教会开始的。It now extends to churches around the world. 现在已经延伸到世界各地的教会 particularly to congregations in large urban centers, 特别在一些 大的大都市地区的教会。And its aim is to sustain the movement of churches not with a Presbyterian model, but with Redeemer's vision for ministry. 它的目标是要维持一个运动，不是一个以长老会做教会模式的教会的运动，乃是用救赎主长老会对施工的意向的教会的运动。What is remarkable about this work is, according to Dr. Hart, 根据 Hart 博士，这种的事工的令人注意的地方乃是 Dr. Keller sees a closer relationship with those who share his ministry goals than with those who share his denominational vows. 凯勒博士看到那些与他有共同的事工目标的人与他的关系呢，是与和他同样的在 PCA 长老会发过誓做长老会牧师的人的关系呢，前者是更加的亲近的。In fact, the communion that he has through belonging to the PCA does not seem to be as important or as valuable as the kind of community he hopes to establish through a network of urban churches committed to word and deed, ministries, and social justice. 事实上，他在 PCA 长老会里，他属于这个长老会，在长老会里面的圣徒的相通呢，对他来说好像没有那么重要，没有那么的宝贵，相对于他想要建立的透过一些委身于口传身传跟社会公益的城市教会的网络，那个相对之下呢，他在长老会里面的圣徒相通是没有那么重要，没有那么宝贵。 What stands out in Keller and RPC's commitments is 凯勒和救赎主长老会的委身的显著之处 is not adherence to Reformed theology, worship and Presbyterian church government, 不是遵循改革宗神学敬拜和长老会的教会治理的制度。But the priority of mercy ministries, urban sensibilities, and evangelistic strategy for transforming cities and the wider culture. 他的委身是委身于怜悯事工的优先次序，对大都市那种的敏感的优先次序，还有为了要转变城市和文化的福音策略的优先次序。Because of this, Dr. Hart concludes, 因为这些的原因呢， Hart 博士的结论是 These contradictions make Keller the most popular contemporary Presbyterian pastor for whom the markers of Presbyterianism appear to matter very little. 这些的矛盾呢，就让凯勒成为今天当代最受欢迎的长老会牧师。对于他来说呢，长老会的标志好像是非常不重要的。Having considered these specific concerns with certain aspects of Dr. Keller's teaching, 两位这本书的编者考虑到凯勒博士的教导的不同层面的一些关注的地方之后呢， the authors conclude with their hope for continued conversation and engagement on these issues. 编者们的结论是他们盼望有进一步的对话和在这些问题上交锋。编者们说， We look forward to the process of clarification which will follow. 我们期待有更多的澄清的过程。What is important is not that our own objections be confirmed. 重要的不是我们所提出的反对的理由被肯定， but that Keller's own Reformed theology, reflective as it is of the biblical truth, be transmitted in ways that are completely clear. 重要的是凯勒他自己的改革中的神学反映出圣经真理的神学，能够用一种完全清楚的方法来传递。书评到这里结束。作者是 Rachel Miller, is news editor for the Aquila Report, 是 Aquila Report 的新闻的编辑。 She's also a homeschooling mother of three boys. 她也是在家里面家教三位儿子的 a member of a PCA church in Spring, Texas. 她在德萨斯州 Spring 这个城市的一个 PCA 改革中长老会的教会的会友。This article first appeared on her blog. 这篇文章首先在她自己的博洛克那边出现 A Daughter of the Reformation. 她的 blog 是一个宗教改革